Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your GM and narrator, and we have another fun day off episode for you with a crew. But before we get started, let's get them lightsaber checks. Jesse.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jesse. I play as Oswald, and I got an 8. Riley.
Hey, I'm Riley, and I'm playing as Geo or G30. A 13. Scott.
Hey, everybody. I'm Scott, and I'll be playing Chessero, and I got a 2.
Ooh.
Oh, Scott's got to do the recap.
So close. I've got to do the recap? And last we left Chessero.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
He had just waylaid a pack of losers that were hanging out, eating loser food in their little loser den. And I stole 2 Alfier from them and ran away onto onto a light rail where I bumped into Mulmori, the very enigmatic vandal who spray paints political cartoons on the sides of Ammon headquarters and, you know, many other things, I'm sure. Like the Banksy of Dusk Banter. And that's my recap.
Beautiful.
But there's other relevant recaps, too. I got a call from my least favorite member of Bold Acquisitions or Requisitions, but my favorite member, personally, my least favorite character and my favorite player, Oswald, played by Jesse.
So. Oh, no. Is it because I tried to steal an Alfier that one time?
Yeah, you know, there was this one time where you literally almost killed everybody at an arms deal. and, you know, it's not your fault.
I mean,
I don't blame you.
It's a little bit my fault.
You lean into it, and that's okay, you know. But yeah, so I've been riding light rail ever since. It's been about 3 weeks. It's starting to smell. It's a great base. No, I honestly have no idea where we've been holed up in some Mulmori, you know, extra dimensional cardboard box underneath a dumpster somewhere in the middle of town. That's my guess. That's a spell, right?
Extra dimensional cardboard box, right?
The trash can lid, like Oscar the freaking Grouch here.
Oh yeah.
So we start this session outside of the light rail platform, halfway between the Southern Warehouse District and the Arfari District. In this spot, Mulmori is chosen because he knows that the Amon spy network above can't see in this area, and he's paid off local G3 gang members to stay far enough away and keep watch. Amongst this, as our team comes together, go ahead and give me perception checks. The DC on this is 23.
I got a 16.
I got a 14.
I got a 28.
Oswald, you will notice a personal drone will come buzzing by as it kind of bounces off the side of a building really quick before it heads onto the light rail tracks and flies down it.
Like the drone, like, collides with a wall and then adjusts course and goes down the tracks?
Correct.
Huh.
Like an invisible wall?
No, like a side of someone's building, like hits the laundry line going between two buildings.
Yeah.
Okay, so either the drone is drunk or it's being actively piloted by somebody who is not expert or is distracted or something. All right, weird.
Yeah, Mulmori is there. You're looking at a Illican about 5'6" or so, wearing a fairly tight-fitting hoodie and yoga pants. You can see kind of silver paint on their fingertips and on their clothes a bit. Though they don't have the standard tentacles an Illican has. Looks like they've been pinched off or cut so that they do not extend out like Oswald's do.
Oh.
It does have a varying pattern, kind of almost think like a Rorschach pattern that plays across the skin that sometimes you swear does move. But he will be standing there next to Chessero. If you want to give us your description.
Yeah, Chessero is a thin human male. He's about 6'2", 6'3", maybe 170 pounds. He's wearing a fairly new looking leather jacket, although at this point it's probably got a couple wrinkles in it. Some black jeans, a amazingly cool looking t-shirt that has the logo of his favorite podcast on it, the Dice of Thunder. And he's got all stark white hair, piercing blue eyes, and he has his hair pulled back in a man bun. And then he's notably has a red bandana tied around his neck, but is not a member of the red bandanas, which is a very important distinction. And then he also has a very advanced-looking fanny pack that's somewhere in between a, you know, bat belt and, I don't know, hip waders. Or, you know, like a floaty device wrapped around his waist. He's also, there's a necklace around his neck that is bare and can be seen. And it's just a chunk of stone on a simple chain. He's packing heat. I think I've got a carbine, but I'm not going to use it. So it's just for show.
And standing next to Chesro is an android, Riley.
Yeah. So we got Geo, G30. He's got metal plating, and it's all gunmetal colored. Kind of sleek looking. Seen better days. He's not even that old for an android. I mean, he's only like 3, I think. Is that what I said? Yeah, he's only like 3-4 years old. But androids, we're different. We're built different. His eyes kind of resemble like apertures on cameras. And behind him, there's a little bit of a purple glow. When he's lower on health or damaged a little bit more, they glow orange. He's not wearing any clothes, actually. But his metal plating on his body looks kind of like a hexagon suit with a lighter, like a black suit and then a lighter gray shirt. But it's, again, it's all metal plating. And even sometimes when he moves, you can see between the plating and see little orange glowing oil or the ooze running through his tubes, his inner workings, his mechanisms, you know.
We can see his ooze tubes?
His ooze tubes, yep. Oh, boy.
That right there is an argument for a shirt.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, he's just chilling, though. He's nothing too fancy. Despite it being a suit, he really doesn't look that fancy. I believe that on a scale of 1 to 10, if you were to roll a D10, he was like a 3. Something around there.
All right. And Oswald, as you approach, what do they see?
Oswald is a younger Illican male. First thing you notice about him is that he's clearly been affected by something unnatural. His eyes are too big and they're mostly pupil. The tendrils on the top of his head, they taper to sharp spikes or quills rather than normal, like, tentacly type shapes that most Illican have. His hands are somewhat claw-like now, and they have a bit of a sheen to them, as well as talons instead of fingernails. He is wearing baggy clothes, including a hoodie with a t-shirt underneath that looks somewhat like a Metallica t-shirt. You can't quite glimpse exactly what it says, but it's something like a Metallica-style band shirt. Cargo pants, he's got a blade at his hip, and a skateboard strapped to his chest. And you'll probably be able to see the head of a cat poking out from in between the hoodie and the t-shirt, just kind of tucked in, snuggled up against his chest.
On this mission, Cobbler would have stayed with Jasper.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Okay.
I was going to say, this just got real interesting. So that's a little bit different than the last time Chesro saw you.
Yeah, things have evolved. That's part of why we're here.
You have a condition now. What is... There's something different about you. I can't quite put my finger on it, but you've gone through changes.
Hi, Chesro. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the same thing as what I was going through before, but I don't know. It's getting worse, and I don't want it to, like, hurt other people that I care about when I'm not prepared for it. So I'm trying to follow down a lead on what to do about it, and that's why I gave you a call.
Well, I'm glad you reached out.
Who are your friends?
Well, this is Molmori. A very enigmatic and mysterious person. I've only just met G30, or Geo, as I like to call him. It rolls off the tongue a little better, but... you do look a little worse for the wear, Oswald.
Yeah. We've been up to some stuff. But yeah, I think I'm generally okay.
Hey, I don't know you, but I think you look great.
Oh.
Don't let him get you down, man.
Well, thank you.
No, it's cool. You know, it's very primal, very, very cool, very anti everything that's going on in this entire, you know, country. It's very techy, and you're not.
Very primal. Very feral chic. Like, I like this. It's...
That's what I was going for. You're...
It's a strong statement, I think.
Fashionably bestial.
What if you were devolving your way out of society, but you were trying to be cool about it?
Yes, you've been hit by that gun that Bowser had in the first Mario movie where it devolved you in backwards. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you're turning into a, I don't know, some
Goomba?
Sort of
a Goomba?
Strange psycho thing.
But yeah, I'll extend a hand slash claw to Geo and Molmorian. And, you know, pleasure to meet you. I'm glad you're here to help, I guess.
Nice.
You are here to help, too. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
remains to be seen.
I think we all have our own little reasons for doing this.
Oswald will take a beat, but yeah.
Molmori would look over you, Oswald. Yeah, no, we're. I have things I want to find at the library as well, and so I'm happy if this helps you also.
Yeah, see, it's like we're all just coming together, helping each other out because it's convenient. Thanks for letting me tag along. Really excited to be here. Really excited to look at this black library. Oh, I mean, we get to go into some cool places that you don't normally get to go in, right?
Yeah, yes, Korja is very, very different than this place.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The cuisine is not as exciting. I find the food here in the city is très magnifique. Yes, I am cultured now.
I don't know the difference.
Well, I suppose it's time to learn, but Oswald, I need to at least have your word. Where I'm about to take you, if that's really what we're going to do, well, there's more than one Alfier there, including the one that you had a run-in with. Roserick's back at base, you know. I know you guys have history.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Secured.
Yeah, you don't need to worry. I won't. I'll try to leave it alone. I know sometimes they can get in your head, but yeah.
Yes, they can. And they are always looking for a susceptible exit from their constraints, we shall say. I've recently had a run-in with some of the Anchored, as they're calling themselves, which is a very cool name.
Oh.
We do not have a cool name, so I'll be trying to think of one since now we're like a group. We can't be going on an adventure as a group without a cool group name, so I'll think about it. I'll workshop some things with you and we'll let you know.
Mole will look at you, Chesro, and so how easy is it for us to get there?
It's relatively easy. I just need to have a moment with myself, and he grabs the necklace around his neck. Yes, no, I understand. No, you heard him. He said he would be good. No, you just have to trust me. All right, everything will be fine. Okay. Yes. All right.
Going to the bathroom? It sounded like you needed to go to the bathroom, and then you started talking to yourself.
Oh, no, that, forgive me, that is my Alfier, Wheeze. She lives with me.
Oh, okay, wait, yeah.
In, kind of in me, but not in
that's
me.
That's Wheeze now?
Yes.
Wasn't Wheeze, last time we interacted, like a sword?
This is Wheeze right here. She, this necklace, this rock.
Okay. You know, Alfiers are weird, and you get it, and I don't. That's okay.
they are. Well, so Wheeze, when she was a person, she was wielding Father and Roserick, right? And that was when we met, and it was wonderful, and some of the best time of my life, I mean, personally. But anyway, the Black Library was assaulted by these Anchored fellows. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, during that attack, Wheeze was, she was killed. A section of the library collapsed and crushed her. And this little piece, as you know, when a perpetual passes, they become an Alfier, and they often turn into the thing that took their life. In fact, that's how it works. That's the transaction, shall we say. And this was the piece of the library, the stone wall that was embedded in her cerebellum. And so when I removed it, you know, during her autopsy, we were trying to find out what happened. And then it spoke to me. And that was really creepy, you know, because it was also really sad. And then, you know, the ghost of your friend is inside your head when you're taking the chunk of the library that, you know, killed her out of her brain.
I lean over to Oswald and go, oh, so he hears voices. Man, only thing worse than that would be seeing things that other people can't see. Am I right?
I will just look at you flatly and say, yes, that is worse.
Just unaware. Yeah.
So, Chesro, does that mean, like, if you, when you die, like if you get hit by a bus, do you turn into a haunted bus?
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Oh. Yes. Maybe I'll get killed by a wrecker and then you guys can get the business back up and I'll just be a sentient automobile that takes you from job to job. Gosh, does anyone see a wrecker in the road? I can go jump in front. Does it still? No, that's not right. It must be in the heat of a passionate combat. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what the rules are. I am carrying an evil suitcase that can warp time, who also speaks to me. Very rude.
So somebody who could warp time got beaten to death with a suitcase?
One can assume. He's not very chatty.
I mean, there's a lot of... I mean, depending on the size of the suitcase or how much you could chop them up, you could fit a lot of body in a suitcase.
Well, it was my... I have several working theories. That someone threw this suitcase out of a window of a high-story building and then it fell... And just randomly hit this, like, immensely powerful time wizard. Oh, and since he died right away, couldn't reverse time and save himself, and here we are, right? So that's my favorite working theory. And theory number two is that someone threw the suitcase out into the garbage, and then when the garbage was being picked up, the refuse bin, it tipped over... And the suitcase went flying out in some sort of display of physics. And as it went across the street and careened off of light poles and other things, it clocked this time wizard right in the face and he died. But so far, that's all I've got. And he won't tell me, so I'm left to just imagine.
So he's probably embarrassed.
Yeah, I imagine. And I am entertaining theories.
Have you tried doing group therapy? I hear it works wonders for people.
I would absolutely love to do some group therapy with my recent passengers.
Can they talk to each other?
He taps that belt on the side of his hip when he says that. I often have to deliver messages from one to the other. And sometimes they plot my death out loud and expect me to communicate that.
So, Gio, what do you do? Because this might be dangerous.
Oh, no, it's the library.
It's the library, yeah. Come on. Dangerous.
Libraries have corners, though, right? Like dark corners?
Well, sure, just hundreds. What's your point?
Yeah, I'm sharp. I'm blunt. But
that's the opposite.
Yeah, but I can see corners. I'm hard. Wait, nope. Shoot. Okay. me and my friends, we a while back did this job and we ended up doing like some shenanigans. You know how jobs go. You do shenanigans. And I was posing as a host to a show. And then I was like, oh, hey, you know what? I could totally do this for real. And so I tried for a while to just be like, I was applying to be a host to reality shows or to documentaries, you know, be the voiceover where it's like, Sally Salinger was walking home one night. Little did she know it would be the last night she'd walk home. Whatever. You know, I don't have a script. I'm not a script writer, okay?
the Dusk Banter Diaries. I love that show.
Yeah. So I was trying to get onto those kind of shows and didn't have much success. So I sort of just started my own. Again, not a writer. So we have one listener. It's me. But I'm just trying to expose some truth out there. I'm just trying to find some answers. Perusing the constant, I was seeing some things. And as an android, we have souls. But it's like, what does that really mean? You know, like, what is a soul? How's it different? Is it different than your guys' soul? Do you have souls?
I have a few at the moment.
I'm pretty sure I still have a soul.
Oh, that's actually really interesting. Is your companions, their souls are in the objects, right?
I think that's how that works, yes.
But they can remember their past.
Indeed, yes.
Right? Yeah, yes. What? Like, I have a soul, but like, as far as I remember, I was born like 3-ish years ago.
Well, they remember things the way that we remember things. Like, I can't just say, hey, Mergisirik, which direction did you tie your shoes in the first 6 years of your life? You know, it's not like that. No one can answer that. But they They do remember the times that they've fallen in love, and the family members that they have and have lost along the way, those important and critical moments of life. And I believe that if you look back on those and you can define who you are based on those moments and your actions, then that constitutes part of what makes up a soul. What do you say, Gio?
You're saying that way? Maybe I died when I was like 6. And that's why I don't... that doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't think any androids know what their life was before. None that I've been able remember, to find.
But you can remember every last thing you've ever done as an android.
Yeah, and except, you know, we get
I've
some
lived
little
thousands
malware.
Of lifetimes in a moment.
I suppose that's a good point.
But Momori will, in response to Oswald bringing up the corners, would say that the hounds cannot hunt in places that they cannot smell.
Oh,
cannot hunt in places they cannot smell.
How does that work?
And then he'll kind of shake his head a bit and be like, did you guys want to get euros?
Sure.
Yes.
I mean, I do want to get euros.
I am now very interested in anything else that Momori might have to say.
I have found in the short time that I've been with him that it's just best to agree blindly with everything that he says.
So what's the best euro card?
Mole would say, I usually go to Gravity Euros over on 3rd.
They're good.
Yes, I like awful falafel. They're not awful, turns out. It's a pun.
But no, we can get food at the library, right?
Oh, I'm sure the cafeteria has been rebuilt by now. It would be the first thing to be rebuilt, in my opinion, but bathrooms.
I would think bathrooms, cafeteria. Yeah. Yep, same page.
I haven't been back in a long time, actually. But if we're going to go, I better suit up so that they recognize me. And he takes that bandana off of his neck and ties it around his forehead like Rambo. Now that I am I've seen combat, it's important to make sure you look the part. I'm intense now.
And that's what you did just now?
That's right. You see, during that conflict at the library, I was a hero. And I've lost my friends. I lost several people that were close. And then, of course, my childhood hero was revealed to be an evil piece of crap. And then it pardoned me. You see, now I am a complete badass. And thus, headband.
I do think doing the handkerchief to a headband is pretty badass. So.
It is cool, right?
Yeah.
I told you.
It's like you went from Fred from Scooby-Doo to Rambo.
Exactly.
From Ascot to ass kick.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Anyway, it's time to get serious, as we're going to go through a trans-dimensional opening in a very strange and wonderful place. So I'm sure nothing bad will happen.
Library.
Yes, everyone hold on to nothing, I guess. It's just an expression. Here you go. And he throws the stone off of his neck.
Yeah, you all watch as a large chunk of a quarter of a building slams into the concrete here. There is a door as part of this opening, though. From here, you can see that there's nothing on the other side of the door. Though when you open it, it does open into, oddly looks almost castle-esque. But as you approach, Oswald, you would hear Wheeze's voice of, hello.
Hello. And I guess I'll look around to see if Wheeze's voice is attached to something that I can see.
Nope, it just seems to radiate from this corner of a building that's appeared in this parking lot.
Anyway, right through here, Chesro will open the door up wide all the way. Make sure you don't cross over this trans-dimensional barrier right there, where it's like the fabric of reality is thin. Don't touch that. And
I've seen those.
Yeah, high knees, and in we go.
Okay, but now this is a whole, like, don't push the button thing. What happens if I do?
I mean, it's really not a good idea. Okay. Fabric of reality inside of your body ripped into pieces. You drift off into the warp. Several other realities crash on each other.
Probably don't want to go to unplaces.
And anyway, just don't step on it, okay? We'll just go through and it's fine.
Okay. I'll trust you for now.
You will exit onto a stone floor as part of the corner edge of the gift shop here at the Korja Black Library.
Gift shop. Gift shop would probably be one of the first things they'd rebuild too, because that would generate income, of course.
And this large section of it did fall and kill some people right here. And so they thought that would be a good idea to clean that up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There are enough visitors to this super secret, really awesome library tucked away in the corner of the world to warrant a gift shop?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, I guess that makes sense. I'm a visitor. It's got a reputation.
I mean, and you will not leave this place the same, and you may wish to retain a memento of your time. That is the motto. That's it's an unwritten motto. It's just something that we just say, when you visit the Black Library, you will never come out the same way you were when you went in. And would you like a t-shirt to commemorate the trip?
Gifts are temporary, but memories are perpetual.
Nailed it.
But yeah, looking out the window here of the gift shop, you can see that you are basically on top of a mountainside, a cliffside, right? You can see the ocean far to the, what you assume is here, probably the west. You can see there is, a human here working at the front of the gift shop that will wave at Chess Rose as you all enter in.
Hi, Matilda.
Hello. But you'll get the feeling here as you walk into the main hallway that this place used to be a lot warmer, right? There's a difference between being in places that feel old, like a lot of the new construction Dusk Banter that is built with that old aesthetic, versus being in places that are old. You can see the rugs here that have been worn by many feet, passing over them. You can feel that this place used to be a place where a lot of people gathered, spent time, talked, had fun, and that no longer is here. The solemnity kind of pervades everything, making it feel closer to a mausoleum than what it once was, which was a monastery. At least on this floor here, it is very much like walking into a historical museum. The part of the Black Library that Oswald and even Mulmori wants to see is sealed away in a place that only perpetuals can get to, as well as the Alfieres would be on the upper floors that only perpetuals can get to. But this part here is interesting, right? It charts history of the world and of the continent that it's on, but as it sits, there's very few people working, and right now there's just a lizard folk janitor cleaning up. I will also wave at Chesaro.
Hello, Fresnard.
Dobre dan.
Ah, Skrat Nibatinim.
But Mulmori,
I do speak lizard folk. It's on my character sheet. don't question it. Don't question it.
I don't, so I'm just going to go with it. Man, he's popular around here. Two people have waved at him already.
Like 100 of the building we walked through.
That's true, too, yeah. He knows everybody.
I am kind of a big deal.
Momori's skin pattern will shift. As opposed to being scattered turtle shell-like across his body, face, and arms, it seems to almost all focus on the front half of him, leaving him very dark-skinned on the front, where it changes about halfway through his tentacles to being almost albino on the backside.
Oh, Mo-Man, are you feeling okay?
Look at you, Geo, with serious eyes, and we'll say that the 15 hands chase the golden plague, birds broken upon the choir. Souls recycled, taken, plane cleansed. Before he'll stop and... So, was there a Euro shop?
Oh, gosh. Unfortunately, this guy's malfunctioning.
Bummer. All right, where do we
eat? Who wrote all that down?
We need... I'm looking around like...
I heard 15 high fives, overtime, basketball scoring.
I definitely heard stuff about souls.
That's all I heard. Oh, yes, and some soul stuff.
Yeah, there was soul stuff, which... is kind of what I'm most interested in.
I'm going to reach into my pocket and pull out my HCOM and just hit, record on it. So it just records any conversation that happens around me until I turn it off.
Yeah, he'll... okay, all right, cool. There's no food place. Shit. Oswald, do you mind holding on to this for me? And he'll pull out a small journal and hand it over to you.
Sure.
He'll kind of pat his pockets and... it's not important.
Man.
I'll offer to hand him back the journal since it seems like he's done... patting his pockets.
No, it's, I don't want to lose it.
Okay, then I'll put it in one of my pockets so I don't have an occupied hand.
I mean, should we look at it? Is it okay, Mole Man? Can we look at it?
Oh, yeah, man. It's just, it's all my spray paint sketches.
Oh, that's cool. And I'll pull it out and look at it.
Yeah, you flip through. It's, if you don't read Celestial, it's just a lot of, it's kind of like looking through a group of, tattoo book. In a language you don't understand. A lot of
and
cool symbols.
And if you do read Celestial and you're looking at the book, what do I see?
Yeah. You would see a lot of them are affirmations. You are loved. You matter. The sun will shine again. But on the back of each page for an affirmation, there's a small sigil there that looks like it is part of something more arcane. it require a knowledge arcana check or knowledge occult?
I might be able to help here, as I know a few arcane things. Dirty 20.
Chesro, looking at it, yeah, these all look like abjuration mixed with conjuration runes, though with the 20 you can't quite tell the spell necessarily associated with it. You can definitely tell that the magic tied to it.
There is magic here, but these arcane symbols are very complex. Some sort of abjuration and conjuration mixed, but I cannot suss out what their purpose is.
It's probably at about this point that Oswald is finally putting together that Mulmori is the same person who has been putting like graffiti on the sides of skyscrapers.
Do I recognize the, like, because I found Mulmori by looking, like, at, you know, deciphering the graffiti and stuff.
Yeah, 100%. You would definitely recognize that.
Okay, so I would, like, even see them and be like, oh, this was on this building type of thing. This was
yep,
on that
exactly.
Building.
That's where you would put it. It's like, oh, yeah, and I remember this building's here. And there's definitely a few towards the back that either you haven't seen or ones he hasn't done yet.
If I could try and remember and look at those buildings again and the graffiti and see if I can find the like, arcana that's written on there, those, if that's, like, hidden inside it at all.
Okay.
I don't know if I can recollect or...
I mean, this is a library. They must have, like, newspapers around. You could probably find a newspaper that has a picture of the graffiti.
Oh, wait, that's true, too, yeah.
Not in Korja.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're in a different continent, right?
Yeah, they don't care about dust banner graffiti.
I don't know. I figured Korja people are smarter than people in dust banners, so maybe they know what's up.
Banksy is worldwide. Sorry, mole man. One day you'll be a Banksy.
We might be able to interpret what these runes mean using the texts here.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is a library, so there's probably a book. I'm just so used to turning to the constant, you know? Just
yes, and you notice the constant is very quiet here because it just doesn't exist.
That is, really?
Not out here.
So I check my HCOM and there's, like, no signal?
Yeah, no bars. If you stand by the door, you get 5 bars. Yeah.
So if you take away the... Is it just the door? Like, if you... Wait, before you use this, was there just no door here? Or was there no corner?
This effectively is, occult-wise, like, a spectral form of the old building reappears. Technically, if somebody went in the bathroom and, like, opened this door, they'd realize they walk into a parking lot in Dust Banter. But once it's closed, there's no door here. Once Wheeze is retracted.
Okay. Then...
Yeah, I can drop her down again, but it will always just appear back at this location. So
gotcha.
If we shut the door and she comes back onto the necklace and just turns into a little rock again, if I summon her once more, wherever we are, it always comes right back here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so if we go deeper in the library to, like, you know, the next floor up and you resummon her, then we just got, like, a handy door to go from the next floor up back to the lobby.
Right, but we won't be doing that. Yeah, because I would like to not have to get on a 16-hour flight and back to Dusk Banter. So we're going to leave the door propped open here. And here, we'll use this.
But...
And he pulls over a little sign that says, "Do not enter." And drops it in front of the door.
You could pick it up.
This will make sure that no one whatsoever comes into the Black Library that shouldn't be here, and no one leaves and goes to Dusk Banter that does not want to go. This sign is the law.
It's just a little caution wet floor sign just like in the middle of the door.
Well, Oswald, this section that you're looking for, I believe it's going to be down 3 floors into the sub-basement.
Oh, okay.
Which is usually where we have all the birthday parties.
Sounds festive. I'm looking for a way to troll the hounds or maybe just keep them away or keep them from attacking when they're present or something like that. And
well,
I got a lead that...
What's happening with these Hounds of Tyndalos? You're saying that, like, anytime
you ask
a question...
Oh, they're showing up and killing people.
Just randomly? Is this what's happening?
No. When it's dark, or when it's too spooky, or when somebody dies nearby, or when there's a corner and they feel like they can get away with getting through and saying things to me.
And this is just happening around you?
I think so.
All right, well then, I believe that we should head into the Tyndalos section, which is down in sub-basement, like I thought, and...
Mole will return to you all as they have a few bags of Amanitos and some chocolate squares, things shoved into their pockets, and ready to go as they're munching on some snacks.
Where did he get the food?
Yeah, where did you find that?
Gift shop?
Gift shop. Right.
That some things have upgraded. Very well. Anyway, just...
I mean, I want to kind of see the writings. Writings on the wall, right? Like, is that somewhere we can go to?
I'm certain. Yes, absolutely. I'm personally not familiar with that section, but... Wheeze, yes. No, we would like to translate some arcane runes. Oh, yes, of course. No, you head down to the west wing, past the phylacteries of all the former heads of the school. Don't worry, they're all crushed. It's just a symbolic representation. Anyway, you go through the Magnus Coat Collection Museum wing, and then take the third right, and it will dump you into the... There's a book nook that is all about translating arcane symbols. But we can definitely make a stop there, but I do think we should all stay together.
Yeah, so the Corsian Library, for the most part, as I said, is a historical museum of magical effects and items and history of this continent. Going to the part that is locked off for the Perpetuals is known as the Black Library, for Matthias Black, the original founder of that section. As you go down there, Silas Tombson, another Perpetual that survived the attack from the Anchored, will greet you, Chesero, give you the Perpetual handshake before... Oh, you going to the library?
Yes. My friend here is being plagued by Hounds of Tyndalos. Pretty standard stuff. And we need to figure out a way to help him. He may be cursed, also. Look at him. No offense, my friend, but you look like shit.
You're right. I may be cursed.
Hey, yeah. Don't listen to him again, man. You look great. You look awesome.
No, you should have seen him before. Model of Illican. Just wild-eyed and so curious.
Wow. Do you have any posters, perhaps?
And now he looks a little bit like he's mid-Natasha Henstridge from Species right now. It's just creeping me out a little bit.
Okay.
Hi, Lissel. Yeah, that looks like a far realm infection. So what? You brought an infected here? Looks like you got a Mothman. What's wrong with this android?
Honestly, don't know yet. He can read Celestial.
I'm just...
There'll be that, like, slow head shake. Jane, poor thing.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah. Come on in. We'll open the door and...
Thank you, Silas.
What's wrong with me? Is there something wrong with me?
No. Don't listen to them. Don't let anyone ever tell you. You are perfect, Gio, in every possible way. Just remember all of Mulmori's affirmations that you are the only person who can read.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
As Mole follows you down into the cordoned off section, into the Black Library, you'll notice that the patterns upon his skin, no longer condensed towards the front, will begin mimicking the words and letters around him that surround the walls. The walls of the library here look like they've been written on for so long that the ink that was used turned them black. And then, it looks like, starting over again, the writing with white ink goes over them until they're almost clear. Patterns within patterns, you have to use detect magic to be able to read layers deep. You can see that there are shapes, gaps in the writing that at some time seem to fit small objects or people even. There's rooms where it looks like it could fit a Lycal laying down in the middle of swirling text that seems to go on all the way up to the ceiling, on the walls, and back across the door. To finish some sentences, you have to have the room closed and blinds down in order to be able to understand where they begin or start.
This is pretty awesome. What language is it written in?
Yes.
It actually depends.
Oh.
Different layers are in different languages. Sentences change depending on if doors open or closed, and whether they start with the Celestial and end with the Draconic, or they pass through Infernal to Ignan. There are some passages that are indecipherable as they're in languages that no longer exist, and there are some passages that are in languages that have not yet been spoken.
Oh, that shit cray.
Yeah, there are some Perpetuals that never will pick up an Alfier that spend their entire lives deciphering runes.
Yep. This one here was written on April 4th of 444 on a Thursday at 4:44 p.m. And that's the only time that you can read it. It's a million-year pictograph. We're really curious what it says, but I think it's probably just some dirty writing.
Mole's eyes have gone from their normal black within black with a white iris. The iris is expanded enough that the black normally on the outside of that is gone. Mickey's eyes almost pinpoint as he's looking around, running over to walls and looking at things. This is a child in a candy shop for a moment.
Oh, gee. Hey, Mole Man, are you all right? Can you read this?
Geo, no, I can't read all of it, but there are parts that I can read that make sense, and I know where the hands are coming from, and I know what the Golden Plague is, and I know what we have to do.
What do we have to do?
He looks at all of you like, you wanted to find something, right? Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Chesero, does he do this? Has he ever done this before that you've been around him?
Yes, it's constant. Usually right after he eats.
I mean, it seems like he loves eating, so...
Exactly. Constantly okay. Snacking and speaking in riddles. If I didn't already have three voices in my head, I probably would have gone insane hanging out with him.
Ooh, I got an idea. All right, I'm going to take some of his chocolate and be like, here you go, buddy. see if it activates it.
Mole watches you pull the chocolate out of his pocket, break off a piece and hand it to him, and he'll put his mouth down and eat it.
Getting anything, Mole Man?
I see where I need to put the last two sigils.
Oh, well, that's good.
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
The top of Dustblade Tower, and the other one's at the lighthouse in South Sulane, where the APD training facility is. That'll complete the abjuration that we need to protect the city. We can save the city.
From this endless looping side quest you've brought us all on?
He turns and points at a door that he has to close halfway, and then he has to push you all towards the corner behind it. So the angle...
We're all like...
Yeah, like... it's like
oh,
that
yeah,
cool...
I see it.
Like that cool art that has to be done in like garages, right? Like if you stand at this spot, you can see the whole painting. And as he moves you into place, you can see spelled across this wall, the top of the ceiling, this chunk of the door, the negative space of the door forms the middle part of the K as it spells Tonker across the entire wall.
Would we know anything? Is that a language? Is it in a language or?
I would take a knowledge planes, DC 40.
Yeah, I'm not even going to attempt it.
Okay.
I mean,
is
I guess
critical
I can.
Success bump up this value by one?
Unfortunately, in Pathfinder, Pathfinder 1, a nat 20 on a skill check does not guarantee success.
That's true.
I would have gotten a 19 and then a 22, so.
No, it's good. You can definitely catch hints of Celestial in it.
Oh, interesting. But I can't, even though I read no Celestial.
Right, like, so it's... It's like
sounds like the root of this word, or
yeah, exactly. It's like it's like hearing a word that you're like, oh, this sounds almost French.
Yeah, so it's almost like, shit. Is there something before Celestial? Like, did Celestial evolve from another language?
Exactly. That's where your brain would start to go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
But Mole will. Yeah. All right, guys. I think we got this. High fives all around.
High five. Very excited for a high five.
I'll never turn one of these down.
High five, Mori, and then just say, what's a tonker?
How's it spelled?
E-O-N-K apostrophe H-E-I-R.
Tonker? I hardly know her.
Scott liked that. Chess ready.
Mobile. Oh, thank God, I finally can get this out of my head. But you'll notice that his skin patterns have now all become very geometric and have stopped moving. All right, so what do we have left? We needed to find your soul, right, Geo? And you wanted to find about the sword, right? And then we needed the hounds.
Correct. Hounds of Tyndalos, Celestial Booknook, back to Duskbanter.
Right, back to Duskbanter.
If it helps... I did hear about a violin that could maybe help.
Oh, shit. Mole will kind of snap his fingers and, oh, yeah, the violin. No way. And he'll kind of run into the hallway before he'll see there's an entire batch of memory moss growing on a chunk of the wall. And he's going to look at Chesro and be like, you could be cool about this?
We're usually pretty cool unless you try to steal something.
I'm going to steal that moss.
Well, I mean, it's moss.
All right, so good call, buddy.
It's not being cultivated here, I suppose. Maybe it is. What is it? Memory moss?
Yeah, he'll pull out basically like a small dagger and scrape just a few chunks off. Yeah, memory moss. You can make a tea out of it. You can you can use it as an inhalant. People can put it in their humidifier, but it takes the memories of the things around it as it grows, and you can experience those memories. I used to love this stuff.
I have no idea how long it has been growing here. Be careful. Make sure you don't go mad.
Yeah, he'll chuckle as he pops a few corn nuts into his mouth. And nah, man, I'm good.
Fair enough. I've seen him do weirder shit over the last few weeks.
Wait, how does memory moss grow? Like, can you just grow that anywhere? If I took that somewhere and, like, applied it to something, would it start to grow in that location? And then I could use it later to recall what happened in that location?
Lots of times people will grow it on the graves of their like grandparents and stuff, and they can relive those memories or get memories from them. You can grow strains of it based on where you put it. Memory moss from the Black Library has got to be filled with good stuff.
Right? Yeah.
Well, filled with stuff anyway.
Whatever. I know how to handle my moss. My mind's not going to shatter. I'm going to be fine.
Wait. My man. Hold up. Wait. So this place is covered with writings on writings on writings on writings. So many layers deep. You're a pretty deep dude. This I know because I somewhat deciphered some of your pictures, your graffiti. But like Matthias Black was a whole nother level of insane from what I understand. Not insane. That's a derogatory term. Evolved, let's say. He perceived.
Criminally?
Maybe.
I suppose.
So like, if you, do you actually like, is it like you're going to take in some of his memories? Because that is what is the most around here, is Matthias Black's imprints here.
Yeah. Matthias Black is the one who could see times that haven't been yet, right? So I could see a way to solve things that haven't become problems before they are.
But how do you, it's also trans-dimensional, my man. It's, I'm sorry, guys, this is a little bit, you know, I've been going into the dark constant there, but like, I don't know if this is totally safe, because you don't know what dimension it is either, or reality even.
Mole, look at you, Gio, and what, we talking Fall Revelation shit?
Yeah, man. Like, doesn't that seem a little bit dangerous? Just because you see it doesn't mean that it'll happen? Or if you see it, are you now the cause of it by trying to prevent it?
Just take a little bit and see how you feel.
What in the Lisan al-Ghaib are you talking about?
Yeah, mobile. Thanks, Jessero. We'll scrape a bit, shove it in his pocket, put it in like the empty part of his corn nuts bag, and
But now is it going to start taking on the memory of those corn nuts?
Our keeper of the memory moss perished in the attack, and we haven't hired a new one, so it must not be that important. We have a gift shop attendant who helped you check out, get your corn nuts, but we don't have a memory moss attendant.
Wait, do they know? But if you didn't know,
of course,
that,
this is the Black Library. Of course, okay. We knew. Yes, no, this is. There's no secrets down here.
Okay, all right. Astro,
how many times have you been in this part of the library?
Oh, I've never been down here. That's not even once.
How long have you worked here?
My entire life. No, are you kidding me? This is terrifying down here. This whole place gives me the willies. I hang out with the Alfier, and I was a steward of basically of the weapons vault prior to becoming one myself. Sorry, it took a while.
Did you take memory moss right there? It seemed like you went down
just
a path.
I took a little hit of my own memory moss, I suppose. But anyway, I think we should move on. Mulmori's got his super weapon, and I think we can continue.
Oh, so you're not going to take it now, Mole?
No. I'm going to make a tea out of it. Tea is the best way to take the moss.
Okay. So you kind of have time to, like, mull this over. Right, Mole? What?
He'll enjoy the pun. He's like, maybe I'll take a little Mori.
All right, I'm sold.
He's going to be fine.
Yep.
But with that, with what you're trying to search, for whatever you're trying to search, go ahead and give me a knowledge check. Now, this can be any knowledge check you want, Whatever one you roll, I will tell you knowledge associated with your topic with that knowledge subject. But you can only roll one knowledge if you're going to actually follow that trail through the Black Library enough to get something out of it.
Oh. I did history. 21. Terrible roll. 10 on the die. So what Chesero would like to know specifically, or less specifically, I guess, is what are the like more ancient references to Tyndalos to try to understand what that is? Is it a person? Is it a place? Is it a plane of existence? Is there some record that indicates an interaction with Tyndalos separate from the word Hounds of, basically?
Totally cool. So I will do this, Scott. I will give you an option here. Do you want history for this, or do you want planes for this?
My planes knowledge is Dudukaka. So okay, I'm looking for something in the historical, like, material planar record where also, things have crossed over that match what Oswald is dealing with.
Perfect. Totally cool. I can do that. Also, as a fun side thing, if you do roll a prime number, I do give secret info for Black Library nonsense.
Damn it. my number is not prime.
What's that?
Talking about a natural prime number on the die, or are you talking an outcome of a prime number?
An outcome of a prime number.
Well, my number has multiple roots, Jeff.
It does. It does. But it means somebody with no knowledge can come into the Black Library and potentially get horrible revelations, because there's a lot of primes at the beginning that somebody with a plus five will never be able
to get. Come on, Oswald. Roll me a 31. Let's really just demolish it.
I think I'm going to do a knowledge religion. That was like the initial tack I was taking when I was first trying to understand more about Tyndalos and like what is up with how Tyndalos works on this plane. And the way I think about, like, I think of Tyndalos as essentially like a deity. And so like my understanding of how deities work across planes is through religion. So yeah. Is there mention of like worshippers of the Hounds of Tyndalos or maybe religious foes against them who are committed to like fighting them and have developed tactics and techniques to do that kind of thing?
Okay. Jesse, go ahead and give me that religion.
Total of 25.
Okay. And Riley, what is Geo attempting here?
Oh, I'm trying to think of what to roll here, because I'm just searching for information about souls and how they... I'm not the most knowledgeable person anyways on this, generally. But it's like trying to find out where the souls come from and if they... if I can access memories, I think.
Okay, so sounds like planes.
Planes? Okay. I got a 4. Which means I rolled a nat 1. Right.
And a non-prime number.
Yeah.
Wow. We stink.
All right, perfect.
But if I change that to nobility, then it's a 5.
So, Chesero, as you're looking through the walls, as you're going down hallways, you'll find, of course, there's a room that part of the back wall has been broken out that looks out into the cliffs of Korja, that gazes down onto the fields outside of Kor Junction between that and Golden. But in this room, as you're studying the history, looking for words of Tyndalos and their effect on the plane, you catch snippets, you catch words that speak about the Tesfred Towers, the original Elvish chronomancers that used to be. Now, as far as you know from your own history, there have never really been elves. But the word Loret does come up as a previous champion of Tyndalos. Now, through this, you think that Tyndalos is not just a creature, a thing, a person, but Tyndalos is both a plane and a person, a living plane that hunts other planes, and upon its back ride the hound, like fleas upon a dog.
Wow.
In a different room, Oswald, following the religious aspect, trying to find where Tyndalos has been a part of this plane, you catch, of course, similar words, right? You hear of Loret, a champion, but more so it ties into Loret's demise, his fall from grace, as it recorded through his inability to handle what music is. Music is not something that Tyndalos has on their plane or in their world, and that confuses and binds them. With that, you understand the idea of concert, though the language gets a little bit muddled. Concert appears to not just be a noun in the sense so much as it is a proper noun. There is a mantle, which is to be the concert. But the concert, as a mantle, can manifest here on this material plane as a single item, an artifact, a violin. And the concert does corrupt and twist the mind and body of those who interact with it, but more so it makes corners. If art is how you decorate space, then music is how you decorate time. And in that time is where you make the corners with music. You see that there have been several cults based around concert that follow those that can control the hounds, but the hounds will only obey the music as long as it plays. And afterwards, of course, hunt down any who dare use music against it. But with that 25, the last note here, amongst all of the Black Library writings scrawled between windows and under sills, and it takes you kind of like going under a bed to read the spring box underneath it, that it was entrusted to a halfling family 250 years ago to one known as Tracy Goldtown. And Geo?
I found a crumb.
You did find a crumb. But crumbs are hard, right? Because they obviously came from something larger. And you don't necessarily know exactly what the food was. You do see certain words that are bizarre and strange to you, right? Ulak Cree stands out as one. Another word, Ovanis, as well as one that repeats a couple times in a few different languages. And one of them that now you can recognize, right? The Tonkeri you saw before was in a language that predated Celestial, had that roots, right? And you see those roots again brought up in a word, Eborian. And though you may not catch the rest of the sentence, it's clear that at some point, Eborian lost to Azdan. And Azdan, you know, is the Angel of Extinction, the God of Death.
Oh boy, that sounds heavy.
In four different rooms and in one bathroom and in the back of one wall, it says this again, from desolation to extinction, Eborian to Azdan, from axe and mountain and bow and wood to now. The Ulak Cree saw it all. Mole outside in the hallway will giggle as he points at a section and goes, guys, in this one, I worked at a Bah Humburger.
Do you know the secret recipe?
I was only ever an assistant manager.
Son of a... I've been trying to replicate their exquisite cuisine in my own kitchen for weeks, months at this point. Every time I try to put the burger into the calzone, it falls apart in my hands. Bullshit.
A couple more months and we can figure it out. I mean, what else do we have to do, guys? Right?
I will stay here with you forever, if that's how long it takes.
Whoa. There's like a sigil. There's two more sigils you gotta do, man. Mo man, you gotta get back out there and do some more graffiti. Gotta see how this protection...
He'll break the predator handshake he has with Chesaro and...
Right. You have
a mission. Chesaro, there's other ways to find it out.
No. You don't understand. If you can't celebrate the small things in life, then what is even worth celebrating? What are we trying to save?
Well, you could find it out through, like, corporate espionage. I'll go on that quest with you.
You think I haven't tried that? I can hypnotize literally everyone. Literally. Like, entire groups of people all at once. No.
And Chesaro, as you're speaking to Geo, Weez will tell you, Chesaro, a person showed up. He's here.
Can you be more specific?
Varian Shatter is here.
What?
He's placed a wrecker outside of my location. He brought a chair.
A chair? That's definitely a weapon. I'm calling it. Okay, listen, Oswald. This Varian fellow, he's the, I don't know, de facto leader of the Anchored. And what we have done is given him a shortcut to come back here and finish what he started. We may have to leave now, immediately, and go save the library once again. Can I count on you to help here?
Yeah, we sure. He's waiting for you. Should I close?
Not yet. We're on our way, my dear. Don't let him through.
We can't hear Waze. Wes? What was there? Weeze. Wise? Weeze?
Spelled Wise, pronounced Weeze.
Okay.
Did that make it easier for you, Riley?
Sorry. I'm sure that was very confusing.
the piece of the library that is bonded with my soul and her soul are still together has indicated that there is a very bad man trying to potentially pass through her portal self and come here. He was the guy who was responsible for all this destruction you see, or so I think. He's one of the anchored.
You said he had a... I heard something about a chair as well, a weapon.
Said, yes, she said he had a chair, and this man is known to run with several different Alfier that are somewhat independent. Maybe he just wants to sit down because he's a lazy asshole. I don't know. Either way, dangerous. We need
Did
to go
he pass
check it out.
Through the door?
Yes, anyone can. It's a door.
But has he?
No, he hasn't. Wheeze will shut before she lets him through, but that will cut us off from being able to get back to Dusk Matter for
a long time. It sounds like he's just chilling.
For now.
Yeah, but this is what we call a power play. It's like you make him wait.
Did you mention the wrecker?
Oh, there's a wrecker as well. Is it the wrecker?
A wrecker? Well, great. We could get you killed by that.
Manifestation.
Yes. Full circle. You were looking for that earlier.
Yes, but I don't think it's my time. I mean, as exciting as that sounds, I do want to be a sentient wrecker, but another day. Well, maybe not. I don't know. It's a weird game.
Mole will grab you by the shoulders. Oswald, turn you around while they're talking. And I know you're looking at and trying to understand the hounds, and I don't understand them entirely, but it is written on the back of that windowsill that you were not to touch that Alfier.
Which Alfier?
The Murgasurk.
The what? What's a Murgasurk?
Talk to Chesro. He'll know. But you or I cannot touch that.
Okay. Is that the evil haunted suitcase that Chesro has?
Time wizard suitcase.
Indeed.
Okay. Don't touch the suitcase. I mean, I'm going to try not to touch any elf ears if I can help it. With maybe the exception of this violin if I can find it.
Probably not an elf ear if it's down here.
Doesn't sound like the violin is here.
I'll be able to tell you, and once I see it. But anyway,
wait. So anything can be an Alfier. Is this an Alfier? I just start holding things up and be like, "Is this an Alfier?"
No. All of the Alfier are in another wing of the library, the not freaky weird area where we train the perpetuals who have bonded with them and how to master their ego. And not succumb to them. And if it should happen, if their mind and their soul is taken over by this hostile entity, then there are those around who can help them master their emotions and take control of their bodies once again. It's very fascinating. We need to deal with this. So I think we should go, because there's a terrorist trying to skip through our dimensional doorway.
I mean, the Anchored are also the ones trying to kill Lucius, so it'd be nice right. to... put a stop to that, or at least hinder that.
I knocked the numbers down significantly when I took out the Berians, but...
I also have an audition tomorrow for a part, for some narration, but... Like, your guys' stuff sounds a little bit more higher stakes than mine, but, like, it does sound like we wouldn't want to get trapped here and have to travel, take the long way home, right?
Right. I mean, it will be very inconvenient, and... last-minute flights, you are bound to only get a middle seat. It's very horrifying.
that's double the people to talk to. Sounds good to me.
Yes, for 16 straight hours. Not even I can do that. And I usually end up just putting them to sleep and then switching seats.
Do you like physically move them to sleep? You know what? We've got other things to do, I think.
It's the power of persuasion. Don't worry, you'll catch on. Hopefully it will be successful against this narcissistic bag of wieners that's waiting for us in the lobby.
Oh, he was killed by a bag of wieners.
No, that's not even remotely close to what I said, but come along.
Okay. I just don't know what's an Alfier or Alfier, Alfred Hitchcock or anything.
Well, you're about to find out, I think.
Okay, let's go, I guess.
Chesro, can Wheeze tell us whether that wrecker is armed?
She probably can see if it has armament, but she doesn't have eyes, you know. It's good. She gets a kind of a sense of surroundings.
Okay, so probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds bad now. Like, this sounds way worse. Maybe we don't go that way, because I can't do that audition if I'm blown up.
Well, true. We should definitely see what it is that he's planning on, I suppose. I am tempted to tell her to shut the door. Either way, we are dallied too long. We must go now before he tosses that fucking thing through the door. No more talking. We must go.
Okay, while we're walking back in a rush, we could still talk. I just want to ask, how did he destroy it before?
The library?
Yeah.
Violently.
With explosives?
With explosives? With
yes,
magic?
there was a lot of that. A lot of explosion, a lot of magic, a lot of discharge of energies. He has, in his cadre of jerks, several people who have succumbed to the influence of Alfier.
Yeah, I've met
willingly or otherwise. I mean, most of them are unwilling. At least that was the case with the Barians. People of weak willpower who are easily taken over, and then the mean and evil-spirited creatures that reside inside the Alfier, think of it like a vessel, okay? Full of... It looks like it's a soda, but, you know, like a punch junction. But on the inside, it's moose piss, and you don't want to drink it. That's what these evil Alfier are. They're like on the outside, punch junction, inside, animal piss. And if you, you know, mess with them, you get piss all over yourself. That's the best analogy I can come up with. Anyway, we need to
yeah,
perhaps okay. confront one of these punch junction piss monsters. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm nervous. I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah.
So we roll up to the lobby, and Wheeze is ready to slam the door in this guy's face if he tries anything stupid. And
you guys will head up the stairs, pass by Silas. He'll, you guys find what you want, and you all say yes or not.
I think we will.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you, Silas. I have no idea, but I don't think we have time to talk about it. So,
right. All right.
Finger guns.
You get to the top, and you will exit through the gift shop.
I think I'll holler over my shoulder, mail me a library card.
Yeah, I want to buy a shirt real fast. Guys, yeah. Do we have time? Is that all right?
I went to the Black Library, and all I got was this t-shirt.
Yeah, perfect.
Matilda is holding up a food brochure for Molmori of, sir, you wanted to order? We have a local kebab Marley's, if you'd like.
Awful. That was so bad.
Which I feel like it's got to have some, like, it's like jerk chicken. Bob.
I mean, their buffalo soldier sauce is the best one.
Ugh. Well done.
Bravo.
Thank you. But yeah, if you approach, move aside your cordoned off sign saying, do not use this door.
Ooh, and I won't.
Alrighty.
Just in case it was the one thing that was keeping him at bay.
Yeah. Opening, you can see into this parking lot. You see Varian Shatter sitting there in a pulled over chair. He doesn't seem to have any weapons out. In one hand, he is holding a small mechanical device. In his other hand, he just has his fingers out like he's making a fake finger gun.
I've seen this movie.
Do we draw our finger guns?
Yeah, he's staring at the door as you open it, and you can see into the street. You're still in Korja, but he'll be sitting there. And
do we just like yell across the parking lot from the doorway?
You can if you'd like.
So if we, before we do that, if we do not cross the plane from the library back into the alley and shut the door, and he sets off that bomb, he just sets off a bomb in the middle of an alley somewhere, right?
Correct. It'll destroy Wheeze on this side, but you, as the Perpetual, could re-summon her back to you complete.
Right. Like, okay. Because I'm not losing the like actual component that's a piece of her, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Varian would know that since he also is pretty savvy with Alfiers. So his play is not to destroy Wheeze.
I just don't know what his play could be.
We'll blow us up when we come through the door.
Yeah, but why put it out there in the middle of the... When I tangled with this fool last time, there was a sniper rifle in play that was an Alfier. There was also something called Lorblex, which was an unshackled Alfier, independent of a human. So it could operate on its own. Or perhaps it has a human trapped somewhere, like a lich's phylactery. I don't know.
And you remember what Lorblex was tied to, correct?
Was Lorblex tied to a Lycal?
Correct, it was a Lycal, okay. But his Alfier form, where his soul was trapped, was a drone.
A drone, yeah. And then there was a... who had the sniper rifle? Varian? Yorm. Who was wielding Yorm?
Varian was carrying it last time because the original wielder was Domin Kella.
Right. He didn't use it on me.
Yeah, he did not use it
on me, if I remember correctly. And there was also an android Askarosh, right?
Correct.
Okay. An android who was wielding Askarosh.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Have met this guy before.
Yeah, it was a big encounter. I kicked all their asses by myself and just felt like leaving. Not really. I barely got away with my life. I did steal two of their super weapons. Yeah, can he see us through the doorway? Like, does he...
If you open it and kind of you're all peeking out.
Yeah, I don't want to cross from the library at this point. I mean,
If you guys are Scooby-Dooing this door, he can see you.
Okay. Walking. Do you two Claymore know moment. Him?
I know him.
I've met him, but I didn't know he was an Anchored. Let alone, did you say he was the leader of the Anchored?
He's a leader or a high-end lieutenant calling shots.
Because I don't know him. Never met him. Maybe if I just go out and pretend like, oops, I went in this door and I was like in some weird library.
It's a great way to get your mind shackled to an evil super weapon.
I mean, I'm an android. I resist mind stuff pretty decently.
Maybe. I've seen androids corrupted by Alfier.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm smart enough to know that I'm probably not the exception. How big is a wrecker?
About the size of a dinner plate.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind. There goes that plan. I was thinking of maybe if I could position myself behind the wrecker and sneak up on it and defuse it or something. Nah, that's not going to work.
You know how to defuse explosives?
No.
Okay. Just checking to see like what stage of the plan is the failure point.
Listen, there's lots of stages.
The patterns on Mole are still in that geometric shape, as though, yeah, he's got something. Something's out there. I can't see past this door. I can't see past now.
Yes, he has need more chocolate? Friends.
Like I'm in a valley.
Oswald, if we go out there, we are stepping into a trap.
I know.
My friend, I will follow you if that's the direction that we head, but I don't think it's a good idea. I think we are better off recouping the lost time, traveling back on our own.
I have questions for him. Maybe he won't answer them, but I don't know when I'll get another chance. And he wants something too. Otherwise he'd be doing something. He clearly wants some kind of conversation, so let's have a talk. Or at least I will. And if things go wrong, you can close the door.
I'm going out there with you. There are at least three others.
Should we grab chairs too?
Just everybody bring chairs outside?
You said he had a chair. That's I don't know really if that's funny. For a weapon or for sitting on, but like we could bring him.
I love that idea.
I don't like this.
Just we immediately establish the tone of what's going on when we all exit holding chairs and like
absolutely.
Set
Silas,
can you get three chairs?
Four.
No,
four of us.
Four chairs.
I wasn't.
You're in the gift shop, so Matilda will. Yeah, you want three?
No, they don't have to match.
Okay, I'll put them on your. We'll just take them out of your paycheck.
I'm gonna bring them back.
Okay.
What paycheck? Who's getting paid? Are you getting paid?
Yes, I work here. But she will hand you four fold-out chairs.
What the fuck is going on around here?
Thank you, Matilda. And takes the chairs.
You don't pay the monks, right? Like the monks...
I'm not a monk.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm a researcher.
Oh, yeah,
researcher. You're a badass.
Okay.
Don't let the bandana fool you, Oswald. You know who I am.
Yeah, I do.
Is it time to take it down back to an ascot?
Yeah, that's a diplomatic mode. I will remain in intimidation mode for the time being.
Okay.
Only because both of those skills are the same skill rank.
Did you want to hypnotize any of us before we walk outside?
I
remember that being
do.
A thing you do.
No. That's you are absolutely correct, and I was trying to read through my tricks real quick to remember what they all say. All right, before we go out there, the three of you, carefully look into my eyes, and you don't have to repeat anything. Just understand that should anything fly at you, like a piece of ammunition, you will be able to remove that bullet from space and time. Believe me, it is true. And should you need to, you may be able to move out of the way before something bad happens to you. 15 feet, as a matter of fact, as a free action, if your turn begins within an enemy's reach. So,
that's pretty cool.
Those are the things that I can do for you. I can snatch ammunition that has been fired at you and compel some alacrity here where you are able to move out of the way of danger at the beginning of your turn if it begins in an enemy's reach as a free action. Very powerful extra move there. But anyway, that is available should it come. And there you go. I put those manifold tricks on all of us, all four of us.
I've also got Uncanny Ally, so you guys gain the Uncanny Dodge effect that I have. So if we have like a threat.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Uncanny
we
dodge.
We need to react to a threat. Yeah.
All right, so that uses up 8 of my 10 available tricks for the day. But that's what they're for.
That's including you hypnotizing yourself?
Yes, I can. Yeah. I can hypnotize myself.
All right, let's take our chairs out and have a meeting around this explosive, I guess.
Very well. Then, as you all step out of Wheeze from the Corsian Library, leaving the cold air of the mountainside behind, you step back into the late, almost, well, I guess at this point, it'd almost be early morning, summer air of Duskbanter. The city in the background, you hear the noises of Hedron vehicles driving about, people starting to begin their days, bakery trucks moving about, and Varian will push back his hair as he, Chesero, Oswald, some Mothman, and some android I have no issue with.
These are my extremely highly trained bodyguards. We've just come from the Black Library, where we have all been armed to the teeth with new skills and abilities far superior to your own. It would be wise of you to lay down your arms. Let me reclaim those Alfier and restore them back to their original purpose, lest you fall victim to the horrifying capabilities of me and the... I should have workshopped these ideas, but I have nothing. The Duskbanter Driftaways.
Oh, that's
which
good.
Is like opposite of being anchored somewhere.
So I was trying to think of like...
That's right. We're working.
So good.
We're workshopping it. But
so stepping out and putting down your
folder
chairs.
Folder requisitions.
Boldest.
As you put out your chairs, I'm not sure if you've taken seats yet. You can look up and you do see the same drone that passed you before you went in, floating above.
Oh, man. Was it Lorblex?
It was Lorblex.
Fuck. Why didn't I try to identify it? I should have been able to identify it.
You didn't roll high enough to really notice it.
Yeah, it was tracking me the whole time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And Oswald does know what a Lorblex is, so.
Is the door to the library shut?
Not yet.
No, then we shut it. First thing we do.
It shuts and Wheeze disappears back into your... Gem,
protect the library from this maniac.
I mean, that also could have been an escape for us, but that's fine.
Might be the last thing that we do.
Are there people around?
2:33 in the morning, right now in this section, because Mole specifically chose it for the fact nobody's around. Paid for the or worked with the G3 to keep people away. There's no drone network around here that's watching this area. You're very much in a alone spot.
Are we plugged back into the constant?
Yes.
I look over at Oswald and I tap my ear to signal that we're reconnected if he wants to send a message out. And you need me to use some sleight of hand or bluff here to disguise my intent, trying to send a secret message here to Oswald to be like, call for fucking help.
Yeah, Varian will, Chesero.
Yes, what is it, my old nemesis?
I don't want to make this big thing, my friend. But as a mercenary, I pride myself on getting paid. And see, the big problem is, you took my boss. So, if I'm gonna get paid, I need him back now. Now, normally, and he'll raise up his finger gun hand and show off he has 4 bracelets on it. Normally, I can tap this right here, and it summons the Alfier right back to me. Thing is, you got them all tucked away in that fanny pouch of yours, and I can't get them back. Seems like they're away. So, I thought... In the interest of personality and kindness, I'd give you a chance. You can give me back what's mine, or, hey, I'm no Shawl, but I'm not about putting a few bodies in the gutter.
Of course not. You value nothing more than the dollar, it seems, or the Eddie, or whatever you want to call it. You value nothing more than creds. This Geo is what it is like to live without a soul. Why don't you come over here and shake my hand, if you want to make a deal?
Oh, but if I get up and go over there, I feel I might be outnumbered. I've got such a comfy seat right here.
You were already outnumbered. Your boss, Megaseric, I'm assuming is who you're referring to, is not just away, but is under my control now. You are outclassed, and I have slept since our last encounter. So I have reset all of my spells.
That's a fair brag, but you know what? You're right. I am outnumbered. So let's balance this out a bit, shall we? He's going to point his finger over at Mulmori and puts his thumb down and says, bang.
What happens?
I would like to react, but I don't know if I have time.
Sure. How are you reacting?
By shoving Mulmori out of the path of the incoming bullet.
Okay. I have just posted my rolls in your chat group.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you bastard.
Well, okay.
So I guess Oswald's taking this one.
Yeah, I guess so. I suspect being hypnotized.
What are you lightsabering over here? What is this crap? He rolled 2 20s. He rolled 2 20s. Listener.
Yeah, that's all right. Even if I had known that ahead of time, that would not have changed my course of action.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to vanish at least one of those. If it's being shot at... are you saying Oswald's jumping in the way? It's two shots?
No, it's a crit and a confirmation.
Oh, a crit and a confirmation with a crit? Okay, yeah, that's fine. There you go. I roll sleight of hand versus perception. This is a roll-off. Using the vanish arrow embedded mesmerous trick. A success means that an enemy ranged attack auto fails, crit or not. This is a roll-off, bro. My sleight of hand versus your perception of the person who's shooting.
Hell yeah! Yorm, bump, 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 bump.
All you gotta do is beat a 30, Yorm, as I rolled a 19 on the die. What you got, Yorm?
Yorm has a plus 17.
You're gonna fail it.
Boom. Oh!
Let's go!
Oh my gosh.
What'd you roll, Jeff?
I have rolled a natural 1.
Oh no. Oh no.
Makes up for those two 20s, those two nat 20s. Oh no.
And that's why Mesmerist is a broken class, folks. Because I just snatched his crit bullet right out of the air and I said, what? What? You're trying to shoot, Yorm, but I have your bullet right here.
You David Blaine that crit away.
I did.
There's like a distant pop as Geo tries to tell everyone to scatter. Like, there's that moment of like everything goes slow-mo, and then Cesaro's like finger snaps as he's holding a sniper bullet.
Yeah, do you mean this bullet? Is this what you're trying to shoot, Yorm? You have to load your gun next time, loser.
Was this your bullet?
And the only reason it worked was because Oswald believed that it worked. That's the other great thing.
Yeah, I've got this like feeling of like a ghostly bullet going through me.
Yeah, he's like, wait a second. Cesaro said he was going to be able to help me here. I believe.
Oh, yeah, there's just one bullet. Sorry, I took those two 20s as separate bullets. Yeah, yeah.
I forgot about the confirmed crit thing, too. That's a confirmed 1E thing.
Yeah, you don't have to do that in Pathfinder 2E or Borderlands, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Good job playing by the rules. Feels great making you eat two natural 20s with a natural 1. Not gonna lie. Also, I'm sorry, and I hope that we can still be friends. I got room on my fanny pack for some more punk-ass Alfier. What do you think, Oswald?
I think Mole is still in danger.
For sure.
Oh, shit.
I honestly, can't get Oswald us out of here without would freeze. Spells.
Oswald would like have his instinct of like, here's what I think is the right play, which would be to cast darkness. And then he'll stop and say, wait, no, that will do the thing I don't want to do. And so he'll hesitate. Yeah. He's not sure what the right play is.
I think, is it all right if I jump in and just try and de-escalate?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Hey guy, I'm Geo. We haven't had the chance to meet. What's your name?
As I drop the sniper bullet on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, Varian will look at his finger and thought this thing had better aim. Hey, Geo.
Varian, right? Hey, listen, you're outnumbered. this guy just snatched a bullet out of the air, like from over there. He's pretty powerful. And like you said, you're not the boss, man. He's got your boss. So you think that you can come and like take this guy on and just be like, hey, I need my boss back. What a dumb play. I mean, if my boss was gone, I'd be like, hey, I guess I'm the boss now, right? Like, I don't have to take orders. I can make decisions for myself. You're a mercenary. If a mercenary loses their contract, you don't go like, oh, hey, I need that contract back. No, you just move on and find a new contract. You find a new boss. Come on. This is nonsense. Why don't you work for him and help him recover Alfred's and Alfier's and Alphonse.
Alphetius.
Alphetius, you know, all of them. If you're a mercenary and you want to get paid, I'm sure that this guy could pay you. He's obviously better than your old boss. Obviously, I know nothing about the other things, so it's like... But I'm just trying to, like, talk up the badassness, right? And, like...
Yeah, yeah. Are you wanting to give me a bluff for this? Or you want to give me, a diplomacy? Like, how are you...
Bluff is what? Kind of... Okay. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that he's not going to buy this, but just, like, kind of bluffing the, like, importance of it and how this is all going to play out. Like, I'm being very, very confident, right?
Is this aidable?
Don't know how you'd aid onto that.
Well, I mean, other than dropping the sniper bullet and...
That was a badass move.
Yeah, yeah, I'll toss me that intimidate.
Intimidation's the worst of my social... engineering skills, full disclosure, it's a plus 16 for a total of 27.
Good grief.
I'm sorry. To aid.
Dade, so now I get plus 2 on this?
Yeah.
Dope. Dang. Well, I got a 24 and then a 26.
It's the headband, isn't it?
The headband, very, yeah.
Look.
The baby blue headband?
No, it's bright
it's
red.
Red. It's red. We know it's red.
I know.
The tassel behind it and flapping in the wind just one little breeze comes by.
Varian takes deep breath and guess I feel I've caught you all at a bad time. Didn't realize you were busy. Now, I don't think you're going to pay me off the credits you need to buy me out of this contract, but I can admit when I'm beat, and it's pretty hard to get past a Mothman and a Perpetual.
And the dope-ass robot. Don't forget.
Folds his arms.
Meanwhile, Oswald's just on the ground covering, trying to shelter the Mothman from any further bullets.
Oh, man, I want to go. This is so hard to not just unload on this guy right now with a, suggestion. Or his homies. I'd love to get me that sniper rifle. Who's wielding Yorm?
Nobody you know at the time.
Yeah, that's right. Because it was just slung across his back. Probably some, gutter snipe that he found on the way over here that's just been objectified by this sniper rifle.
I will have this this pang of fear, and I'm going to see if I can look at where the bullet came from to see if I can see the sniper. I'm really worried that it's Forza's kin again.
Sure, go and give me a perception.
Total of 27 for perception.
Let's go. The Quarrymen. That's what our name is. We're the Quarrymen because we only throw stones.
Bolted arms.
Write it down. It's on the list. It's on the list. The final review list. I'll write it. The Quarryman. It's very intimidating.
I'm going to have so many t-shirts hanging in my closet by the time Oswald retires.
Yeah, with a 27, Oswald, as you're laying on top of Mole, you'll look around a bit and kind of see the spot that you think the bullet came from. You can see what looks like a terrified woman wearing a fruit and bean apron. Holding the sniper rifle. Well, the 27 you also can see on the building behind you, waiting on a fire escape, about 3 stories up, an android carrying a spear.
Yeah, that's Askarosh in his hand.
Oh, good.
Almost got that one, too. Almost.
But Varian, well, I'm holding down this button, and if I let it go, this wrecker goes off. I'm going to walk away, and we'll call it good.
Take your device. Don't leave explosive trash in the alley. Rude. You've already enslaved another person. You make me sick. Know when you are beat, fool. And pray that our paths don't cross again. You've just been dug up by the Quarrymen.
Yeah, as he starts to stand up, he'll, well, I guess you're not going anywhere, right? And he's going to lift his thumb and kick back. On the underside of his chair, you can see a, it's like he folded a hazmat suit into like sleeping bag. On the underside is he falls directly backwards and the wrecker will go off. And that is where we'll end the session.
Oh, man. I was literally about to say, but leave the chair. As he left, as he leaves, like, grab the explosive, leave the chair.
But that being said, then, cool. Thank you guys so much for playing.
Yeah, yeah, thank you, guys.
That was awesome. Wow. Totally worth it.
It felt right.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, all the stuff. Our intro and outro are from Nihilor. You heard Monolithic, as well as Lore. You also heard Neon City by Bekench Begeju. There's a lot of nasty stuff happening out there. I hope you're all safe and you're doing well. All right. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.